the night, haunting our dreams with all their might. The darkness beckons with a chilling call. Come closer, listen to the shadows draw. So subscribe and like, and don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid. Tales from the shadows will spook your world. Join us on this journey, let your fears unfold. Stay tuned, stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
Welcome, friends, to the dark and the deep, where whispers linger and shadows creep. Tales from the shadows, where legends arise, with ghostly stories and myths that mesmerize. The minds at TFTS Labs have been working hard to come up with more exciting tales yet to be told. Today's tale seems to have done just that. Today's tale is about the Olympian gods and goddesses, but it is not your normal tale about these individuals. Today's tale is called Whispers of Olympus. One night, the 12 Olympian gods and goddesses gather on Mount Olympus for a grand feast. The laughter and excitement fade as eerie clouds shroud the mountain. Zeus, sensing something amiss, consults the Oracle of Delphi. She warns him of an ancient curse, dormant but now stirring. Only cryptic whispers reach Zeus's ears. The veil of Tartarus grows thin. Thunder booms, a chill gripping the gods, and they wonder if they are safe on Olympus. Returning to her palace, Hera encounters a chilling sight, her reflection moving independently. Her image speaks in a voice not hers, hinting at long-forgotten sins and broken vows. Terrified, she shatters the mirror, but it refuses to break. Each night, her reflection reveals more of a dark prophecy, tying her to a sinister force hidden deep within Olympus. Hades senses a disturbance in the underworld. A portal to Tartarus is breached, and ancient spirits leak into his realm. Shadows move of their own accord, whispering tales of vengeance. Hades calls upon Cerberus to guard the opening, but even the monstrous dog seems afraid. Desperate, he visits Zeus, his pleas mixing with uncharacteristic fear. They realize this is no ordinary threat. The boundary between the living and the damned is vanishing. Aphrodite's beauty has always been her charm, but it becomes her curse when she falls into a trance at the sight of an eerie pale figure in her reflection. Captivated by this mysterious figure, she wither, her beauty turning ghastly. She dreams of a monstrous love from a past life, a creature demanding her affection. Convinced she is cursed, she enlists the help of Athena, who suspects that the figure might be a lost soul from Tartarus seeking revenge. Every time he travels, Hermes begins to hear unsettling voices as the messenger god. The echoes call out his name, weaving dark tales from the depths of Tartarus. These spirits, unseen and unnervingly familiar, beg for release. Hermes tries to outrun the whispers, but they follow him everywhere, even into the dreams of the mortals he visits. Each voice recounts a tale of betrayal at the hands of a god, and the voices only grow louder. Always eager for battle, Ares is haunted by shadowy figures mimicking his every move. During a clash with these shadows, he realizes they represent soldiers who fell in wars he incited. His sword passes through them as they mock him, telling him tales of their suffering, of lovers left behind, and of lives destroyed. Ares is unsettled for the first time, questioning the battles he glorified. On his ocean throne, Poseidon begins to experience unearthly tremors in the depths. Strange, malformed, and monstrous creatures rise from the sea, their cries echoing from the underworld. Their voices seem to accuse him, reminding him of sunken cities and lives lost to his tempests. When rising darkness in the waters threatens his palace, Poseidon realizes the depths hold grudges far older than he imagined. Apollo and Artemis, twin gods of the sun and moon, go on a hunt in a remote forest. They soon realize they are the hunted, hearing footsteps that match their every step and finding signs of a dark creature lurking. Their prey is no ordinary beast. It is an ancient spirit from Tartarus, born of darkness and resentment. The twins realize their powers cannot dispel it, as the creature lures them deeper, whispering accusations of forgotten crimes. Athena, the goddess of wisdom, experiences terrifying visions that infiltrate her mind. In the dreams, she sees a long-abandoned temple dedicated to her, but tainted by blood rituals. Old followers call upon her with twisted prayers, their voices blending into a sinister chant. Desperate for answers, Athena revisits the temple, discovering signs of dark sacrifices that stir the spirits of the restless dead. Wisdom alone may not save her from what lurks in her history. As the gods reunite, they realize their haunting is no coincidence. The curse is bound to their forgotten sins, acts of hubris, and ancient promises. In a final attempt to seal Tartarus, they descend together, fighting off waves of spirits seeking vengeance. They can restore the boundary between the worlds through an unexpected alliance, granting peace to those they've wronged. With sacrifices made, Tartarus quiets, but the gods know the curse will lie in wait, whispering to those who forget its warning. The echoes of their sins will forever haunt Olympus, a reminder that even the gods are not immune to the shadows of their past. That's going to do it for this tale. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a story, and don't forget to comment on your favorite tale. You may see it here on Tales from the Shadows. Until next time, stay tuned, stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
This has been Tales from the Shadows, where the shadows speak the stories that will make you weak. Join us on this journey into the unknown. Tales from the shadows where fear is shown. So subscribe and like and don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid.